What is the first thing about music that you remember?
The first thing I remember when I visit my guru and met Guru Gandhavandan, you know, that was the very auspicious day for me. It was a very nice day when I was very small, but I felt very nice to put a garland on my guru head, you know. And that time I was 3.5 years old, but I remember still now. And the Guruji make suta on my hand, you know. And my father give some dhoti, you know, and clothes to my guru, and some money that I don't know how much he has given to my guru, that I don't remember, that I don't know, because I was a very small child. And the guru first he told what you are playing, and then as a child I played what I know, what I hear, I played, and then he told he have a very good talent, he is a talented one, I must teach him, and he started to teach
me. Who was that Guruji?
Pandit Gyanprasad Ghosh, yeah, he was my first guru.
And how long have you been learned from Jayaprakash Ghosh?
From that time I learned till 22 years old, from that time. Yeah, 18 years I learned from him. And in the middle I also met Ahmed Jantharaka Khasar, and then I go to him to take some. My father took me. I told my father that I like to learn from Thrakwa Khasar also. Then he took me, and my father requested him. And as an artist, Thrakwa Khasar also very happy that Balram Pathak have visited him, and he wanted to make disciple of him. So he accepted me also.
At that time you lived in Kolkata?
I born and brought up in Calcutta. So he was often coming to Calcutta, very much. So I met him in 69.
You were born in a musical family?
Musical, yes.
How long is the tradition of your family?
My family, I know the 14th generation's name, but it's we are the, my children, my son is 30th generation. So 700 years.
And who was the first one?
Nai Gopal.
And
after Nai Gopal, after 200 years, also my family also gone to Haridas Swami. You know. So they also learned from Haridas Swami and his disciple Venkat Mani Matanga. He was also a great disciple of Haridas Swami. From there my also family has learned music. Vocal. Yes. My great family, they also learned from Nai Gopal. After that the main Dhrupad, because the Nai Gopal that time, who the Nai Gopal and Amir Khosrow, you know the name Amir Khosrow. Nai Gopal was the real Dhrupadi, Darbari Gayak, you know, court musician of Devgiri Maharaja. And Amir Khosrow was the major or like that in that court, and he was also a poet. You understand? And then after Gopal Nayak, when the Haridas Swami, he came in this world, and he create Dhrupad, very vast. He create the Dhrupad in a very vast range, you know. He have a much bandesh. He was a writer, he could make poetries, and he make Dhrupad. So people was, when the people heard the name of Tansen, and when they listen his music, then they know who is Haridas Swami. You know, people become very anxious, and then my family also visit Haridas Swami, and he sent to his very close first disciple, Venkat Muni Matag. So he was in Andhra, so my family also there he gone, and they lived there 30 years, and they learned music from there. So And after that, his son and his son was also a very great musician, Ghanaranga. His name was Ghanarangaji. So he was very, very great composer and musician, and also saint. Also saint. So he composed the maximum composition which you have heard from Raghubir Malik.
Mm-hmm.
Some bandis he has sang, that his composition is rare, rare composition. So he was a great composer. So he also created many bandis in my family. I think he has created more than 2,000 bandis, more than that. So he was a great musician. And in my family, my father, you know his name, my grandfather, Ramudin Pathak, and he has learned also from his great brother, Pandit Ganesh Pathakji. He was a very great Dhrupadi and Veena player, Rudra Veena. So he has, once he was coming from in the night, from during the programs, he was coming back. And that time he was riding horse, you know. That time they have no car, nothing else. So he was coming through the horse, and his Veena was in the back. He hold Veena in the back. In the night, one person was calling him, please, please, let's stop. And I wanted to listen to your Veena. And he told us, in such a night time, now it is maybe 2 o'clock, I can't play for you. But he ran and he request, please, please, I wanted to listen. But he denied and he gone. Then he cursed him, you can't play anymore. And in the night he saw that man was the Shiva. And in the morning, it is true, that so little mutton of his finger, thumb, was off. And he told, after 11 days, I'm not anymore. And burn my Veena with me. I will play there. And it has happened like that. On 11th day, he expired.
So when was it?
It is now, I think, 150 years back. And from his father, Bachu Pathak, one person also learned, Muneshwar Dayal. He was a very great harmonium player, and also he learned, his uncle learned from Bachu Pathak the Dhrupad. And my father, in the year, I think it is in 74 or 73, my father and me visit to Gaya, you know, Gaya in the Bihar.
Mm-hmm.
And that Muneshwar Dayal was, we are living there. And he was also a doctor, MBBS doctor, and very great musician, very great musician. And my father told, now let us come and we will go to Muneshwar Dayal. And I asked my father, who is Muneshwar Dayal? I don't know. Huh? That time.
Mm-hmm.
So he told, he's a doctor. Then I told, he's a doctor and he's a musician. It can't. Well, no, you don't know. Let's come. Then I was not in the mood to visit him, but my father took me. And when my father visited him, and he heard that Balram Pathak had visit, he really ran, and he came and he embraced my father, and they were talking in Bandis. They have started Bandis from there, you know. And he started to sing Bandis. Then I really, I'm telling you very honestly, I fell down on his feet. He was starting from Tansen and Haridas Swami. And four, 10 bandis he have sang, and then I really fell on his feet, and I asked, where did you learn from this? And then he told me, why you are fell on my feet? Because I am the disciple of your great-grandfather. Because my uncle has learned that time, and he has given 40,000 rupees 150 years ago for Ganda Bandhan. Can you imagine? And then he told me, he showed me the copy, he has 450 bandesh of Tansen and 450 bandesh of Haridas Swami. Well, this all bandesh I have got from your great grandfather.
I become really mad that those people, how much they have knowledge about music, they give the real bandesh of those maestros to disciples. So you can understand how they are. My great grandfather was Bachu Pathak. My father is Balram Pathak. His father's name was Ram Govind Pathak. His father's name was Bachu Pathak. And his father's name was Dinanath Pathak. And their father's name was Kashinath Pathak. These are the name of our great grandfather's name, you know. And some names, or 5-6 names I have, but I don't remember that.
In your childhood,
yes.
Who do you listen to? I mean, whose music influenced you?
To me, I like Amajantrapa Khasat and Habibuddin Khasat Tabla.
Habibuddin.
His tabla and Kishan Maharaj also. In sitar, I like Vilayat Khan, my father and Vilayat Khan. Vilayat Khan was a really great maestro, and not just he has expired. For him, I have a very great regards, and I think in 100 years nobody could be like Vilayat Khan, as his style and his mastery in his field. He was a great man.
And
my vision. And in vocal, I have listened Omkarnath Thakur and Bade Gulam Ali Khan sir. In front, means life program I have seen in my life. They have also impressed me very much. And Kumar Gandharv. You heard his name?
Yeah.
Kumar Gandharv.
He's fantastic.
He was a fantastic artist. So I like their music very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bhimsen Joshi also. He was a good, very good artist. Very, very good artist. And Amir Khan. I like Amir Khan very much. These four, Bade Gulam Ali, Omkarnath Thakur, with this Kumar Gandhar and this.
Bhimsen Joshi.
No. Amir Khan.
Amir Khan.
And then Bhimsen Joshi.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a great artist. Yes.
Can you tell us something about the history of Indian classical music from the way of tabla playing? How it started, the tabla playing?
In a very ancient time, when the Shiva, yes, the old language has created from his damru, damru. He have a one instrument, percussion instrument, damru, in his hand. And he played damru. From there, the 14th sutra played. This words, this letters pronounced. And from there, the Sanskrit language, the chanda, chanda. And music also created from there. And when the sati have burned herself on the fire, that is story.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Shiva become like a mad, and he was starting to dance Tandava, Tandava. And that time the Ganesh, he thought how I will make my father to be in normal condition, he should come back in his womb, normal. So he killed one monster, his name was Vrittasura, you understand?
Vrittasura.
So he killed him, and his skin, he had make a very big hole, and from the earth, he took an earth, and he tied the skin, and then he played Pakhavaj. The first mridanga he has created, Ganesh. And then the mridang started. And look, the name is so scientific. And the the monster name itself very creative. The name is Brittasura. Britta means round. Round. And there they come vibration. Sur means sound. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So all the percussion instrument of the world is round always be. All the percussion instrument in the world, all is safe is round. Is it so? So the name is Brittasura. From that monster he made one ski and then he played. The mridanga is the first percussion instrument of Indian classical music.
And how the tabla came from?
Oh, there have many things. Many people also tell about the Amir Khusro and so. But that time I think tabla was not in the field. But the very, very big shape of tabla in the time of Mahabharata. In the time of Mahabharata, there was a very big, this tabla is so, but that time very big, the same style, same shape. But in the time of Bhagwan Das Pakhauji, the Sudhar Khan was also, the Delhi Gharana have also, they are also a Pakhauji player. Because, you are learning Indian classical music, so this literature of the tabla or mridanga is same. Dha is also in the Pakhavaj. Ta is also in the Pakhavaj. Gran, these words, also in Pakhavaj. Tabla, Kalan, Ghalan, Din, Nagatak, Kititak. All things, this literature, same literature, in the time of, because the history says, the when Sudhar Khan have defeated from Bhagwan Das Pakhavaji, he was a great Pakhavaji, they have competition together and they played three days, whole day and whole night in the front of king. And at the last, Sudhar Khan defeated. So he was very upset and he came and he break the Pakhavaj, you know. He threw it and then it's break. And then he felt very sorrow for it and very shame. And then he took again and then he played, the little sound came. Then he think, I will create a new pattern, and then he turned in this way and he started to make tabla. He created tabla then. Sudhar Khan was the first creator of tabla. And then Dilli Gharana started. This is the story of Dilli Gharana.
When is the first Gharana?
First Gharana, Delhi Gharana.
But what is the speciality of Delhi Gharana?
Oh, Delhi Gharana technique of playing tabla, look, the Pakhavaj is always playing with this place, you know, with the full hand. Thap. Pakhavaj is playing, that's called thap. And tabla is playing through the finger and it's named kinar. Tabla is playing in the kinar. You know the kinar, yes? And with the fingers, because Pakhavaji is playing like with the thap, all bolts is creating in this form. Through thap you have to make also tricket all through like this. You understand? But tabla is only through the finger that he create, because in Pakhavaji we also use the fingers, but not so prominent. The Delhi Gharana, they are very, very intelligent musicians, in my vision. They have, because this is my research, because all tabla gharana, they have six gharanas in tabla. Delhi, Azara, means Meerut, and then Lucknow gharana, and then Purab, Punjab and Banaras. Six Gharana is there. But the bowl is the same. The language is same. But how the Gharana has changed, that is the point. The literature is same, but how? Because I have researched and I found the poetry. what I researched and I find out, there's a poetry of this language. So, you know, in the time of Kabirdas, Mirabai, Tulsidas, these are the big poets of religious devotional poetry they have written. But they have the same language, but the style is different of writing. In the same, the Delhi Gharana have the same language, but the pattern of the Kailas are very, very, it is based on the kinar. They play with the two fingers. The maximum, the 99% the Kailas and things, they played with the two fingers. They have two fingers technique very much in Delhi Gharana. This is the specialty of Delhi Gharana.
Can you tell me an example of bold poetry?
Bold poetry. That bold is called Sarthak bold. Sarthak means what I am playing, they have the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Earth. Earth means meaning. Sarthak. The name of the bold is Sarthak bold. Kritana krita radha kritana krita ghana kritana krita dhana kritana dha. This composition I make, you know the name Gita, the book which Krishna have told to the people, Bhagavad Gita, you know. That book have the knowledge, the main knowledge which I read and what I understood. There is a 16th chapter like that. So he has written the, in Rishi, August, I am the August. I am the Kapil Muni, I am Muni, Kapil. So he has told to himself, the greatest man, greatest personality of the world. But it has a big meaning and big philosophy is that which I realize the Atma, the soul, is the greatest. Everyone have soul the greatest. What purity the soul have, that is the greatest personality like God. Yourself a God. All person is great and God. If I visit your house and if I wanted to steal something, my soul told, then tell. It gives me hints. Don't do. Always. Yeah? If I wanted to cheat you, then my soul will tell. He gave me hints. Immediately, don't do. But through my intelligence, I am doing that. Or anybody is doing. So, look, the soul have the same purity like God. Like August. So here in this bowl, in these thoughts I keep. And then I make this composition. First I will speak all the bowl, then Kritana Krita Radha Kritana Nana Tinta Nana Dindana Kritana Krita Radha Kritana Krita Gana Kritana Krita Dana Kritana Dha Dhiranga Dhara Krita Dhara Tadir Dhir Nanda Dhiranga Krita Dha Krita Dha Krita Dha Krita Krita Dhana Dha Krita Dhe Yata Dha Dhinata Gita Dhara Dha Dhinata Gita Dhara Dha Dhinata Gita Dhara Dha Tinta. So Kritana Krita Radha, this is a body, this is a body. Kritana Krita Radha means with this body you make a karma, you do work. And Kirtan, you know the bhajan of God, Kirtan. You know her name, mm-hmm. Kirtan?
Kirtan.
So Kirtan Krita Ghana, Kirtan Krita Radha. First you do the work with this body, also of Maya. You know the Maya, Maya work. This materialistic work, so for your family you are doing work, that is materialistic work. And Kirtan Krita Ghana, Ghana means Brahma. So you are doing the work also with this same body for God. You are helping people, that is a work of God. When you serve yourself to the people, that is work of God. The Krishna Krita Radha Krishna Krita Ghana or Krishna Krita Dhana. This is your wealth. Keep this wealth. Honesty and help and to love. This all is wealth, real wealth for yourself. Krishna Krita Dhana, Krishna Dha. Keep this one. Dha means dharana. Dharana. You know the dharana. The vision. Your vision should be there. Keep that vision. keep the nice reason. So, Krita Nikrita Dada Krita Nikrita Ghana Krita Nikrita Dhana Krita Nidha or Dhiranga Dhana Krita. Dhi means soul. What is the color of the soul? The color is the soul is your work. Work, honesty work. Real work, love work. That is your work. So, Dhiranga, then you will know who you are. Dhiranga Dhara Krita. You will know yourself who I am when you will work. And then you see your Virat Swarup. Virat Swarup, you understand?
No.
The great personality. When you know I am God, then you will understand who I am. So that is the color, work. That is the color of your soul. Now, 5 years back, you were Sabi. But when you start and learn Sitar, now you know who is Sabi. Your quality come out. And you know now your personality more clear. Is it so? Yeah? You know your personality now.
Many things changed in my
many
mind.
Many changed.
Mind,
you understand what I mean? So through the karma, you know the color of the soul. You know the vision of your life. The Dhiranga Dhara Krita, that is the color of the Atma, of the soul, through the karma. So Dhiranga Dhara Krita, do work. Dharata, dhira, dhira, who have keep the patience and do work. Dhiranga Dhara Krita, dharata, dhira, 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 nanda, dhira, dhira, krita. And nanda, nanda means Krishna, have do the work with the full patience, and then he became the god of the karma. You understand? Dharanga dharakita nanda dhira dhira kata atta pratara kata. Many people, they know the god is Krishna. Yeah? Then I told no. And people know he will through the love and through the bhakti of Krishna, we will cross this world. But no. Tātratārakata, you know who will give you the path. No, he is not. Not Krishna. And he is God. He is Parampita Parameshwar. We are calling Parampita Parameshwar in Hindi. There is a name Ishwar, you know Ishwar. But Parampita Parameshwar, the God of the God, is named Parampita Parameshwar. Yeah? Huh? Mm-hmm. So, that is the God. So, Tātratārakata. तालने वाले करतार का भी करता दैट इज गॉड तो ताकतार कथा करत कत कत हाउ मच ही इज डूइंग फॉर अस करत कत कत कित धान था वेयर इज योर एम्बिशन कित धान था वेयर यू आर लुकिंग कित धान था कित धेत था वेयर इज योर एम्बिशन व्हाट यू वांट वेयर यू आर लुकिंग दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस. Look the Hindi literature. Ki tātratāra kata karata kata kata. How much he is doing, the God, how much he is doing for us. Kita dhāna dhā. Where is this? Where is the dhyāna dhā? Kita dhāna dhā, kita dhēta dhā. Where is the ambition? Dhinata giridhara dhā, dhinata giridhara dhā, dhinata giridhara dhā. Dhī means soul. Dhi means soul, dhi nata means bowing. Dhi nata giridhar means Krishna, and dha means he have that soul. Krishna is alive and then he takes the soul. So dhi nata giridhar dha, he is bowing to all of you. Dhi nata giridhar dha, dhi nata giridhar dha, dhi nata giridhar dha. This is the eye of this world.
This is a beautiful one.
So people should know. What is the literature of Indian tabla? The only the drums of in India, this is the real literature Indian music have,
mm-hmm.
in percussion instrument. Another musicians have in West another language, tactic. But they have meaningful language, this is
mm-hmm.
Indian percussion music have, I think so.
And when did you start to perform publicly?
Oh, when I start to play in the public, when I was 11 years old. played. Yes, I played with Ramchandra Malik that age. Ramchandra Malik. That time I was 11 years old. I played with him. And he has given me, through his pocket, 11 rupees. And this is for your blessing. He was very happy. I told him, keep it on. Like that.
And how did your international career start?
Oh, international career I have started from 76. First I visited Germany with my brother,
Ashok Ji.
And we have made that time in 3 months, I think I make 80 programs. Oh, 80 programs in 3 months. Lot of programs. And we have already played in Lugano, Switzerland, a Switzerland TV program, 2 hours.
And how, what do you think about the Western audience?
Oh,
how did you feel that?
Because I felt very, very nice for the Western audience, and I have a great respect for the audience people, Western peoples, because they are listening with their full attentions, and they attach with the music. And nowadays, the Western people are, they understand now music very, very much, more than other people, because in India many people are running for the name and for the big name and for the fame. Maximum of the people I have seen in India, many people, they don't know music, but through the name they are running to listen to the program. And they are telling, oh, I have listened to this artist, but they understand nothing. And also our musicians who are Indian classical musicians, I am very talking to you honestly, and I never fear afraid or fear. I have not any fear to tell the truth. So many musicians also in India, they play music, but even they don't know what they are playing music. Because of that, why they have not this? Because they don't, they learn music, but they don't learn the deep music, and they themselves didn't make any sadhana in their life. So they have a little knowledge, and that is not good for the music world. Mm-hmm. When you learn music, learn very deeply, then you will know what is music. Learn very deeply. This is my suggestions to you also. Learn very deeply, go deep, listen all the good artists, and open your eyes and ears. Then you will be a very good musician.
Tell us about yourself as a Guruji.
As a Guruji, I know I am a very good Guruji, because I am teaching all the students with full honesty, and I feel very happy to teach. And I like that who will come to me, because that's why I am not taking use of students. I am taking, you know, you have seen by yourself, I have maximum 4 or 5 students in Delhi now. Yes? Because I don't want it to make a big, big crowd. It is, I could earn money, I then get money, but my auspicious time, I will lose my time. So I am not doing that. To earn money, I am not teaching music. I am teaching music who is really dedicated to the music, who have love. And I am asking, how you wanted to learn music? You wanted to learn professionally or like as a hobby? Then I can't be your guru. Go to another person. But if you like to learn music, for your personality, to love music, to dedicate yourself, then I will teach you, otherwise not. So I accept that kind of a student, otherwise not. Because 4 or 5 students, 3 students is already playing in All India Radio, and they are dehydrated artists, my disciple. And now they are also, now they are learning for making A grade. Mm-hmm. So I'm teaching.
When did you start to teach? How old were you that time?
Oh, when I was studying in class 7, I start to teach the students.
Class 7 means?
Means 12, 13 years
13,
old.
13 years old.
Yes, yes, I start.
And how many students have you had?
Oh, that time I have 10 students. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that time I was teaching students, and from their money, that time I was taking 30 rupees, 50 rupees like this, yeah, per month. So 4 days they were coming, but I teach very nice. Some of them were giving also 100 rupees that time, and I was learning also Urdu, you know, literature. Mm-hmm. Urdu. I have fascination for the language, and I have learned because I am also a poet, so I am doing poetry in Urdu. So I learned Urdu from Maulvi. I pay from my students' money. Yeah.
Can you please tell me your favorite poem of your own?
Oh, yes, sure. This is a poetry. Zahure hayat se wasool zindagi na mile, janam ke baad mauka mile, fir mile na mile. Darasal zindagi hai dhimi bafat nazar, masadat o sukoon se hastiye bastagi na mile, zahure hayat se wasool zindagi na mile. Zahure hayat. Hayat means life. When a baby born, that is life. But don't think as a born you get the realizations. No. But to born in this world, to came in this world, that is a chance to you to realize. And later you will get a chance for realization or not, that is in what I say, in future, it is blank. Huh? So, the life is slowly by slowly going to the death. You are going to the death. But when you have pleasure and sukoon, shanti, you know, shanti, huh? Then you will never get a born again. This is the point.
You are also a painter.
Yes.
How did you start to paint?
Oh. Yes, in 1980, because I am from childhood, I do paintings. I like very much from childhood. When some disciple was coming to learn from my father, at the corner I sit and I draw their portraits. From that time, class 5, I start, the beginning of my sketching has started through the portraits, people portraits. And I do the perfect portrait from that time. And so, that time I love painting very much, but when I visit in 80 to Holland, and there in the museum, one painting I have seen, but I don't know what was the name of that artist. It was a very big painting. It was near the sea, so there was a boats and people are walking, and sands. But it was such a great painting. I was standing there and looking nearly an hour, that painting only. And then I pray to God that my painting can't be in this museum. And then I laugh myself that, oh, I am an idiot. I am thinking in this range, can I make like these paintings in my life? But now I realize I am, when my time will come, people will take my paintings and put in the museum. I hope, because I have believed in my paintings. I am doing in such kind of paintings.
What do you think about the Western classical music?
The Western classical music, I am telling you, my soul also. I love very much the Bach, the great Bach. I can't say the Bach, the great Bach. He was the greatest musician. I respect him as a Tansen or in our country, and he was also the same time period man. So, of your country, he was a Tansen.
Is there anything else that I haven't asked that you would like to tell?
Yeah, ask.
No. Is there anything else that I haven't asked?
Yeah.
But you would like to tell?
I will tell you, because you are learning music. and I will tell, first thing, learn more and give more time and dedications. And secondly, I have hope from you peoples that you will bring the classical music in West country, and also you will give the light to our country. When you will play in my country, people will listen your music, hear peoples, I think. Because here the new generation, all dedication have gone for the classical machine. Very few, because you know the classical listeners is on the tips, you can say. Mm-hmm. Very few people say, few gathering of classical musicians. All new generations, they like film song and pop songs and Western pop songs, you know, all over the world. They like disco music and like this music. But they don't have respect for the classical and real bass music, I don't think. So you are learning music and you have that musical ears and musical heart. You can do very nice things. And also I like to join with you, myself. This is my vision also and my wish that we could work together. Huh? Because musicians have no any country, no any caste. He is a special person of God who is giving message. We are the messenger. Through music we can give message.
Amen.
Oh, thank you very much.